And while that fire at the convention centre is still burning, questions are already being asked about what the economic cost will be to Auckland. Both Sky City and Fletcher Building say the damage is significant and there will be a material delay to the project, which was meant to be finished by mid next year. It's cast doubt on where exactly the APEC summit will be held in 2021, even though the Prime Minister says it will still be in Auckland. Our reporter Sarah Robson has more.
When Sky City's chief executive Graham Stevens fronted media this morning, he couldn't say just how much of a setback the fire will be.
We don't know what that delay is yet, and we'll only be able to assess it when everything is under control and it's safe to go back on there. We'll be working with Fletcher's to recalibrate expectations once we know really the full impact. And only at that point can we start delays with the conference bookings, which are in place from March of 2021.
And Graham Stevens says it's impossible to say what the economic cost will be to Sky City.
There's an economic impact, obviously, in building it, and then an economic impact of delay. And we don't have a feel for either of those at this stage.
But Graham Stevens is promising to resurrect the International Convention Centre project and says it will open at an unknown date. One of the biggest events due to be held there is APEC in 2021. But the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, says even though they don't know how long it will take to get construction back on track, one thing's for sure, APEC will be held in Auckland.
Regardless of that timeline, APEC in 2021 will still be held in Auckland. There is no question there. Simply what is in question now is where it will be hosted in terms of building.
The Auckland Mayor Phil Goff says he's already in discussions with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade about a Plan B. Dean Humphreys, the hotel's National Director for Colliers International, says big international events planned for the convention centre would bring in hundreds of millions of dollars to Auckland. While some of them probably won't be able to go ahead, he's confident APEC can.
The main event of APEC isn't until late 2021. So we do have a lot of new hotels coming on. A number of those have conferencing facilities, and a lot of our existing hotels have good conferencing facilities, remembering we have hosted APEC in the past in Auckland as well.
Michael Barnett from the Auckland Chamber of Commerce says other businesses are looking at their options if the International Convention Centre isn't going to be open as planned.
Even yesterday when I was speaking to other major hotels here in Auckland, there was a flurry of activity as people look to cover themselves in the event that the centre wasn't going to be open.
Auckland's events agency, ATEED, says it's too early to say whether the venue for the APEC meetings needs to change, but there are contingency plans in place around the country and Auckland. It's already working with the business events